that was clearly on the border. I got too much stuff. I admit it's almost comical. It's certainly not economical. I got too much stuff. Once tried to keep a chronic storage fees alone were astronomical. My friend said it's a symptom, some deep-seated neurosis. So I went to a shrink for a professional psych diagnosis. I said to him, Doc, give it to me straight. What's my likely prognosis? He scheduled me for 52 weeks of hypnosis. I got too much stuff. My basement is cluttered with things best left unuttered. I got too much stuff. I recommend you avoid the attic, especially if you're asthmatic. Now, some may be somewhat skeptical, but everything's collectible. Pardon my inelegance, I don't mean to impugn your intelligence. Stop by one afternoon, you'll see my entire bedroom is strewn with autographed production cells from a Bugs Bunny cartoon, plus my prize signed photograph of Reese Witherspoon and the actual raccoon cap worn by Daniel Boone. Or maybe Davy Crockett, plus this gold-plated locket I keep in my pocket along with this watch. Keeps really good time, so don't knock it. I got too much stuff. My house is a mess. It's really quite stressful. I got too much stuff. I tried to create order, but I've been unsuccessful. I got tchotchkes and doodads and trinkets and knickknacks, plus the world's largest collection of fruit-flavored Tic Tacs, novelties and mementos and assorted paraphernalia, plus a stuffed duck-billed platypus all the way from Australia. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff. The brim with packages of Slim Jims. I got too much stuff. I'm stacked to the rafters with glasses from Lens Crafters. I try not to grumble, but my life's an absolute jumble. I take one step in any direction and I stumble. I need to minimize and reorganize, downsize and revise, and optimize and prioritize everything that implies. I got too much stuff. I've got 62 cases of marshmallow fluff. I got too much stuff. And believe me, that's way, way more than enough. I'm stuffed to the gills with hammers and drills and posters and pamphlets and flyers and handbills. I can't help but categorize, classify, and collate by color and size, by texture and weight. I pray for recovery, but it's probably too late. I got too much stuff.
That's Dean Friedman here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Nick, listen up. You just mentioned that you have a couple of steel pennies. And I was just looking this up. This is incredible to me. A 1944 D steel penny. It says here will bring $115,000, or at least it brought that at a 2007 auction. And it looks like it doesn't look like there's any errors on it, no overstrikes or anything. It's just a 1994 penny. There is a double die 1917 penny that's worth $3,000 to $6,000, but apparently the steel pennies are worth quite a bit of money, as are the bronze pennies from 1943. Interesting. Rich has collected junk for a long time, he says. In fact, it's been years that he's been doing that. Mick was asking, when was the last year the U.S. minted a pure copper penny? The last copper penny, he writes, was in 1857. Wow. Thanks for sharing some of that with us. I always think it's kind of fun to do that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, Arizona, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere including slbradio.org/radio. Now we've got another story from the WQED Writers Contest of 2022, and you're about to hear it in just a moment. The name of this story is Write My Future, written by Shreyas, a second grader.
My name is Shreyas. I am 8 years old, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia. The name of my story is Write My Future. The world is about to change. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff. Clear the tower. The rocket Evolution darted west, beginning its fateful journey to the planet Mercury. I, Shreyas, the commander, had to try to be brave for a 9-day journey. And the team. How did I get here? It all started when I was 7 years old and in Daytona, Florida. I went to the Kennedy Space Center and learned about people who started space exploration. I was inspired and told myself that I, too, could go into space one day. But where should I start? Once we got back home, I said, "Hey, Mom, I want to be an astronaut." Looking excited, she asked, "Really? Why?" "Because I really like space," I replied. "Are you sure?" Mom asked me again. "Oh, yes," I answered. "I'll order you some books on space because you need to study and learn about space," she told me. That's how I got a boost into becoming an astronaut. All through middle school and high school, I attended STEM classes. Then in college, I got a degree in geology. My master's degree was in technology and flight. I got my degrees, and I still had a long way to go. I still had to get selected to go to NASA training. I thought I would not get drafted. I was the last one to be picked. I was so relieved. I thought I hit a dead end. When my journey hit a brick wall, NASA training was hard. Sometimes I thought I could not take it anymore. But I told myself I had to keep training. I learned many interesting things. I improved my stamina in simulators like the Vomicon. Mission accomplished. My training ended. NASA saw that I was brave and a problem solver. They told me I had a mission. I felt like a hero. I would be the first man on Mercury. Here I am now with my team going to the planet. It took me 23 years to write my future.
We'll have more stories next week and throughout July from the WQED Writers Contest.
Settle down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard your dreams came true. I guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Oh, friend, why you so shy? They'd like you to hold back from the light. I hate to turn up out of blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I hope you'd see my face and be reminded that for me it isn't over. Yeah. If I'll find someone like you, hurts instead. Sometimes it lies to love, and sometimes it hurts instead. Our lives, we were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up by the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I hoped you'd see my face and be reminded that for me it isn't yours. Mistakes and memories made. Who would have known how bitter so weak this would taste? Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too.
Did one of the voices there sound a little bit like Tim O'Brien? Well, that's because it was Tim O'Brien along with Danny Burns on Danny's album called Promised Land. The Saturday Light Brigade, it's our Youth Express Hour, and we have a couple features we're excited about happening this hour. First, in about 20 minutes, you're going to get a chance to hear youth reporters Lance Wilhelm and Jules Smallis with a report on last week's Juneteenth celebration at PNC Park. They went out there on Saturday, interviewed folks, took it in, and made sure they had the story ready to air this week. And we'll have that at the bottom of the hour. Also, we have two music features from past programs. And those include two features that are both from the fall of 2017. In about a half an hour, live music with One Hood Media singer-songwriter Elba, and in just a few moments, Pittsburgh Music Academy piano and violin players ranging in age at the time of 5 years of age all the way up to 14. You'll get a chance to hear from them. And if you are involved with young writers, musicians, characters, really anybody who has something to say or share. It could be folks who would like to talk about a particular issue, members of a club. Our Youth Expression Showcase Hour is always looking for participants. You can reach out to alexis@slbradio.org, alexis@slbradio.org, or go to slbradio.org/apply, where you'll see a form with general information to take part in our programs. We now go to Pittsburgh Music Academy. We're going to begin with one of the pianists from that day, Leela, from Streams Elementary School at the age of 8. And you'll hear her after she opens with her first song, as well as other musicians from that day. Is in third grade and is 8. Her name is Leela Kulkarni. Was beautifully done. Come on over so we can say hello. It's so wonderful that you were able to get us started, and we're going to get our next player up and ready to go. And Leela, can you tell me the name of what you just played?
Christmas Day Secrets.
Very nice. And is there anybody you would like to say hello to since you're on the radio? Anybody that might be listening, who brought you here today?
My mom.
Well, I'm very happy about that. What do you like to do when you're not playing the piano? Do you have things you like to make or ways you like to spend your time?
I like to make slime a lot.
You do? How do you make slime?
You add some glue and then some borax. You mix it, and then you can add food coloring.
And what do you do with it once you make it?
Play with it.
Do you have anybody else in your family?
I have my dog, Andy, my sister, Veda, and my dad.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. Do you know who is going to be playing next? Who's right over there? Well, we're going to get a chance to meet her and listen to her. It should be fun. And I think you're Allie, right? I thought so. And Allie Miller is coming up. She is from Markham Elementary School. She's in third grade and 8 years old. And are you ready to play? Here is Allie. Beautifully done. And now Allie will come up to the yellow microphone and we'll get a chance to say hello to her and learn a bit more about her. Allie, what song did you just play?
Happy Farmer.
I liked that very much. And did I get the name of your school right? Were you good to school,
yes.
Markham? And you live in Mount Lebanon. How long have you played violin?
Around 2 years.
And what do you like about it?
Well, it's fun, and you can do something that your parents can't do.
I like that. So neither of your parents could play the violin. Yeah. That's got to be one thing that makes it fun. What else makes it fun?
Well, you can do, like, recitals and stuff.
Well, that's got to be nice. Have you done recitals before?
Yes.
Would you like to say hello to anybody in your family?
Yeah. My grandparents and my friends.
Great. Any friend? Well, all your friends, or do you want to mention any of their names?
My friend Ellie.
Ellie?
My friend Claire. My friends Claire.
Claire and Ellie.
Claire and Ellie.
Oh, you have two Claires.
Yeah.
Two Claires, one Ellie. And do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yes.
What are their names?
My brother's name is Luke.
How old is he?
He's 6.
Can he play the violin?
No.
So you can do something that nobody else in the house can, just you. That's pretty cool. Well, thank you for being with us. Now, our next player is coming up here is Avery Mills. Avery is from Wyland Elementary in the Hampton School District, and she lives in Allison Park. And Avery is 9 years old. Here she is. Liked the way that ended. We're going to have you switch places with Ellis, who is going to be playing next. And Ellis has a school named after him, the Ellis School. It's a girls' school, though, so it can't be the same Ellis. That sounded great. What was the name of it?
Witch's Dance.
Witch's Dance. And what do you like about playing the violin?
I like that it's fun, and it's like let me join the school orchestra a couple of years early.
That's exciting. So, early?
Yeah.
So you're playing with older kids?
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty cool. Have you had a concert with the orchestra yet?
Mm-hmm. Every year they go around to all the schools in Hampton Township, and then they play a bunch of songs.
Well, how nice. Now, what grade are you in?
I'm in fourth grade.
And you're playing with an orchestra already. That's pretty cool. Would you like to say hello to anybody or acknowledge
mm-hmm.
anybody?
I'd like to say hello to my dad and my grandma and my brothers, if they're even listening to me, with my dad. And I want to say hi to my best friend, Elise.
Elise. And what are your brothers' names?
Cameron and Julian.
I'm sure they're listening. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now we have Ellis, who's the youngest of our players today, and he is also going to be playing violin. He's 5, and he goes to Adat Shalom Preschool and lives in Fox Chapel. Take it away, Ellis Clark. That was very nicely done. Ellis took a little bow after playing too, which was nice. Come on over here, Ellis, so we can say hello and learn a little bit more about you. And you can just get a little bit closer to this blue microphone here, and that will help me hear you. Here we go, Ellis. So what did you play?
Lightly Well.
You sounded very good. Who else is in your family besides you?
My dog and mommy and daddy.
And what's your dog's name?
Ava.
Does Ava ever listen to you while you play violin?
Yeah.
Does she like it?
Mm-hmm.
Does she ever sing along?
No.
So what? How long have you played violin now? When did you first learn to play?
When I was two.
You've been playing for 3 whole years.
Yeah.
You must really like it. What do you like about it?
They have to learn new songs.
Is it hard to learn new songs?
Yeah.
I'll bet. I would think it would be hard. Do you memorize them?
Mm-hmm.
Do you memorize them after a while? Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you grow up? Something you'd like to do when you get older, like a job?
Police officer.
How come? Get bad guys?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice career goal, I think. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And we're going to talk to our last person before she plays. She's the elder statesman of the group, so to speak. All of 14, making you the oldest in the studio except for me. But her name is Amanda McLean, and she goes to Carlinton High School in Carnegie. And Amanda, tell me a bit about yourself. You're in ninth grade?
Yes, I am.
And how long have you played piano?
I've been playing for about 7 years now.
Now, I always like to ask folks like you, you can remember when you started playing the piano.
Yes.
And now you know where you are. Was there a point, was it hard for you at the beginning?
It always is, because when you first start off, you just learn the basics. And if you then look at the older kids that you see in the school and you think, I always want to be like them. So I got to a point where I was trying to strive to be my very best, and now that I am older, I can look back and reflect on how much growth I've had.
That's a really great way of expressing that. And you can actually have more fun, right, playing.
Yes.
What kinds of music do you like to play? I know you'll be playing something specific this morning, but do you like classical or piano? Can go in so many different directions.
Yes, I generally like the classical pieces, but the pieces I like the most are the ones where you can express yourself, because then you can, you're playing the music, but you can play it the way you want it and express the way you want the feelings to come out.
Have you ever tried to write anything or create your own composition?
No, I like it better when I play other people's compositions.
Yeah, you can kind of, it gives you some constraints that you can work within when they do it. Do you know what you might like to be when you get older?
Right now, I'm thinking between either an engineer or an accountant.
Excellent. Those are both very exacting professions, so that makes sense. Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
I'd like to say hi to my dad and my sister.
What's your sister's name?
Her name's Abigail. She's also my twin sister.
Abigail and Amanda. Do you two still look alike? Is she here anywhere?
Yep, she is. We look somewhat alike, but
yeah,
we have very different personalities.
Isn't that probably a nice a nice thing? I've always wondered what it would be like to be a twin. And I'll just, as you're listening, and if you're wondering, they're not dressed alike today. One is in blue. Abigail's in blue, and Amanda's in red. What are you going to play?
Oh, it's called Gavotte by Bach. It's specifically BWV 822. You have to be specific, because in music there's a lot of gavottes.
Okay, well, we'll let you step up to the piano and get ready while I thank Becky Keeley and also Mara McNonia for their help today from Pittsburgh Music Academy, which is where all of our students are from. Thank you to all of you for playing this morning. Your performance will be up online at neighborhoodvoices.org, and will also be featured on Youth Express in addition to today's Saturday Light Brigade. Here is Amanda McLean. Have that feature going back to 2017. I hope you enjoyed listening to it as much as I did. Coming up, we're going to have a story that was filed by Jules Smallis and Lance Wilhelm just this week, based on their visit to the Juneteenth celebration last week. After that, we have Elba. From One Hood joining us. Thank you for being with us here this morning and for meeting us here. We're proud to collaborate with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place for the 2022 Solar Concert Series. You can join us at Buell Community Park and the Nova Place Plaza Lawn on Pittsburgh's north side for shows every Thursday at 12:15. The concert begins, the concert series will start in July, July 7th to be exact. So join us, we'll welcome Miss Freddie's Home Cooking Band for a mix of gospel, blues, classic rock, country, a little bit of bluegrass, and more. July 7th at Buell Community Park. Last week's segments with Rust Belt troubadour Alyssa Hankey, Youth Shakespeare Society, Penny Hills Charter School of Entrepreneurship, and the West Virginia Mine Wars Museum are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org if you missed them or if you'd like to hear them again. That's where you can go to listen to them once again. Emily Pinkerton is here and she'll be joining us next hour to talk a bit about tonight's concert featuring the Early Mays and the release of their brand new CD. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, KRDP, Indie Community Radio in Phoenix, Loudspeaker One, Fort Collins, Colorado, and slbradio.org/radio.
I'm Jules Smallis from Taylor Alderdice High School.
And I'm Lance Wilhelm from Fox Chapel Area High School. This past Juneteenth weekend, Jules and I attended the Art is Liberation event right outside PNC Park prior to the Pirates game. The event, which was hosted by the Pittsburgh Pirates in collaboration with One Hood Media, Michael Owona Studios, and The Red Studio, celebrated Black arts and culture, featuring live music, free food, and 25 commissioned Black visual artists. Here's Sarah Honey Young, one of the artists at the event, on why Art is Liberation was so special.
Art is Liberation, it's a really wonderful opportunity not only to support Black artists of all mediums, but also for Black artists to support each other, get to know each other, see each other's work, support each other financially. It's really just an opportunity for us to celebrate Juneteenth weekend engulfed in Black art, and not only Black art, but Black art as liberation.
Each artist had a tent displaying their work. Artists' work ranged from photography and painting all the way to sculptures and clothing pieces. Lance and I interviewed artists about their process and inspiration. Michael Owona, a multimedia artist and engineer, described his unique artwork.
Each of my pieces are inspired by different concepts from African cosmologies and African myths. And I hand-paint the models' bodies with fluorescent paints. And then using my engineering background, I built my own flash that only transmits ultraviolet light. And so in total darkness, I click down on the shutter, and for a fraction of a second, the models' bodies are illuminated in the cosmic patterns that you see in the images.
Patrick Averett, who donned a Spider-Man costume paired with a denim vest, highlighted the importance of this celebration for the artists who were featured.
Back in the day, obviously, we wouldn't get this type of opportunity to have an event like this, and it helps like a lot of Black vendors that's not used to being out in events like this to showcase their artwork.
The creators of Art as Liberation aim to provide Pittsburghers with exposure to local Black artists on this important holiday. This is Marquez Red, one of the event's curators, on what he hopes attendees will take away from last weekend's festivities.
We're here really to celebrate the spirit of Juneteenth, which is about understanding cultural legacy, celebrating a history of freedom, and really thinking about how to create expansive, vibrant new worlds for the future.
Juneteenth, which commemorates the ending of slavery in the United States, as African Americans in Texas were finally informed of their freedom, is now a federal holiday and is here to stay. Art is Liberation will return next Juneteenth weekend.
The music you're hearing was performed live at the event by Josiah Council. More about him, the featured artist, and the host of the event can be found at the links in the description of this piece.
For SLB Radio Productions, I'm Lance Wilhelm.
And I'm Jules Smallis.
Love. Pittsburgh, make some noise for me one time.
Thanks to Lance and Jules for that report, which you can also find at neighborhoodvoices.org.
I hang my head in shame every time that it rains, thinking how I let our love die. I'll think of the past, how I fought a love at last, till in the cold, cold grave I lie. Put no flowers on my grave, leave earth bare where I'm laid. If a blade of grass should sprout, cut it down. Give the flowers to that girl, most precious in the world. Leave me there to rot in the cold, hard ground. Let cold breezes blow and let them bring some snow, so everyone will know about my life. That I thought more of this world than the precious green-eyed girl that loved me so and once was my wife. Sitting on tombstone for me, I'm worthless as can be, just plant me high up on the mountainside. So in winter there'll be snow and the cold wind will blow, so no one will come to my graveside. Let no preacher dressed in black say no words on my behalf. Let my life be set forth to every man, that no woman sweet and kind should have to spend her time sitting home alone waiting for no man. Let cold breezes blow and let them bring some snow, so everyone will know about my life. that I thought more of this world than the precious green-eyed girl that loved me so and once was my wife. Yes, she loved me so and once was my wife.
The Jacktown Ramblers with Green-Eyed Girl here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A lot of family members here. Chad is here. Corey, his wife, is here visiting this morning. Alexis is here. Alexis Thompson of our staff. And Emily Pinkerton is going to be here in just a little bit. We'll talk about tonight's show, featuring the early maze. And did I mention you? We're glad you're here, too.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
Saturday Light Brigade comes together through a great staff. Janessa Schuller, Director of Programs, Chad Green, Manager of Distribution and Production, or is it Production and Distribution? It's both. Alexis Thompson, Community Engagement Coordinator and Associate Producer, Tad Whistle, Manager of Special Projects, Britt Hafley, Staff Educator, Deanna Beringer, Staff Educator, Robert Gray, Director of Operations, Ben Rutkowski, Senior Staff Educator, Deanna Beringer, I mentioned Deanna, but I'll mention her again, Staff Educator, Morgan McCray and Lance Wilhelm are interns, as is Lee Butler, Ricky Berger, executive producer, and this is Larry Berger. Back in 2017, it was a pleasure to welcome Elba from One Hood, and you'll have a chance to meet her. In fact, it begins with a bit of an interview, so without further ado, you're going to go back in time now to hear this piece. Elba, spelled backwards, is Abel. And that is the name of our singer, not Abel, but Elba, the name of our guest right now. She's 19 and lives in Highland Park and currently goes to Duquesne University. Let's welcome her. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. So, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Hill District.
And I'm always curious, what schools, like, did you go to Van or Miller?
Yes, I went to Miller.
I used to spend a lot of time at Miller doing after-school programming. After Miller,
oh, wow.
Then where did you go?
After Miller, I went to Sterrett in Point Breeze.
Excellent. And now you're at Duquesne.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you majoring in?
I'm majoring in theater.
Excellent. That's fantastic. So,
thanks so much.
What got you interested in being a theater major?
I always liked theater. Like, growing up, like, me and my family would improvise and do little scenes, stuff like that when I was growing up. And then I really got interested into it in middle school, and because I would do some plays in middle school, and then high school I did some plays, so I really enjoyed it. So I thought in my senior year that I would do it professionally in college.
That's great. Yeah, did I? Now, Sterrett, Starrett ends, does it go all the way up to senior year? I don't think so, right?
No, Sal went to another school.
Okay, where'd you go after Starrett?
I went to Obama.
I'm giving you, we're getting your whole biography here. Partly because I want people to know what kind of greatness comes out of Pittsburgh public schools. Obama is a challenging curriculum.
Oh, yeah.
At Pittsburgh, Obama. And then off to Duquesne, you went, I suspect you... we're Pittsburgh Promise ready coming mm-hmm. out of school, which is a great thing, too.
Yep.
So you would do these seeds when you were growing up. Did you make up plays, or did you have, like, books with plays in them, or would you and your family would?
We would just make them up.
That's great.
It's pastime.
That's great. We went to a lot of plays when I was growing up. A lot of Shakespeare plays. My mm-hmm. parents were really into going to Stratford in Ontario, and that actually helped me appreciate theater a lot.
Oh, wow.
Now, you have been with One Hood for a while?
Sort of. I kind of just got involved with them, like, last year, like a year and a half I'm in there now. So, yeah.
And One Hood, if you're not aware of it, well, how would you describe One Hood? I've known Paradise Gray for years.
Oh, he's great.
And Jaziri. Mm-hmm. But some folks may be wondering what exactly is One Hood Media, and you're in a better position to describe it than I am.
So basically, One Hood Media is an artist collective, like, organization. So basically, independent, like, local artists are able to come there, and basically they help you with performances, they help you with studio time, and just basically like, help you overall as an artist being independent. And yeah, spending months what they do.
Yeah, and if you are not accustomed to hip hop or rap and you want to try to learn more about it, because that may be the case. I think One Hood's performances are among the most accessible and interesting, no matter where you're from or who you are.
Mm-hmm.
They're just uplifting and engaging.
Yeah.
And I couldn't recommend it enough. And you, in addition, when you came to One Hood, did you feel pretty established, Elva, or did you need some sharpening of skills? You would have been, what, about 17 or so?
Yeah, I was so shy. I'm still really shy, but it's like, back then I was so shy. So it took me a while to, like, open up and, like, really dive into my music and perform and stuff.
How did
they kind of push me?
I was going to say, how did they help you get less shy?
They kind of just pushed me. Like, I had this song called Muse, which is, like, the first song that I put out to the world. And so they helped push that, and I performed it for the first time, and I was, like, it's really scary for me, but it kind of helped me, like, step outside of my comfort zone.
I can imagine, and that's the one we're going to hear mm-hmm. In a few minutes. Was it being in front of people, or the other factor is actually sharing something you wrote? So
oh, yeah.
it's one thing to be in front of a lot of people, say singing a song that you didn't write, and then to actually be sharing something so personal that you created adds to that, right?
That's true.
So you must like it.
I do enjoy it. It's just like, I get really nervous, but I still enjoy it because it's like a passion of mine.
And I'm assuming, as a theater major, you're looking at performance.
Yes.
So clearly it is something that stuck with you. There are a lot of performers that still get super nervous, too.
That's true.
And that never seem to let it go. Who else is in your family
that performs?
Oh, no, just in general. You mentioned growing up, brothers, sisters.
I have two brothers, and lots of cousins and different
people. I meant to ask you at the beginning if there were any shout-outs you might have or anybody you want to give a special hello to.
I want to shout out to my mom, Deborah. She means everything to me, the world to me. Great support system. I just cherish her.
Oh, that's great. Well, are you ready to sing?
Yes.
Do you feel ready? So I'll let you get set up. Where if you're just joining us, Elba is here. I'll give you a way that you can get in touch with her if ever you are interested in having her sing at a event or a performance. And she's here representing herself, but also the great folks at One Hood Media today. And she grew up in the Hill District, and these days you live in Highland Park, I believe. At least that's what it says here. Is that right?
Yes, but currently I'm on campus.
On campus at Duquesne.
Mm-hmm.
So the song is called Muse. This is one you wrote?
Yes, I wrote it myself. I just released a video to this. Basically, it's like in the video, it's speaking of basically self-worth, and knowing your worth as a woman and not changing yourself to be accepted by the men. So that's basically what I'm talking about in this song and in the video. I just wanted to share that powerful message to women, hopefully uplift them.
Here in just a moment, I think we're all set, is Elba.
I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I'm a different kind of girl from what you used to. Got brains and beauty, intellect you, I can muse you. What you feeling, I can heal you. Get your breathing, slowly drifting, I can see it. Don't fade out, I'm simply dreaming. Reaching up to the clouds, never believing I'll come back down. It's a fantasy world, simply. I don't need diamonds and pearls, just want your energy. Let me know if you are into me. Let me know if you are into me. I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Orson carrots. Simply our time is enough for my madness. When I close my eyes, I see my time coming. And if I reach real high, I know it's worth something. Don't want to waste my time, it's all or nothing. On the rise so soon, no time for bluffing. I'm coming, I'm stronger than ever. This will be better than ever. I enjoy the finer things in life, especially laughter. A sense of humor will make us all come together. This is my time and I ain't stopping. Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? Can you hear me now? Am I loud enough? Can you hear me now? Am I good enough? I don't want no Carson Garrett. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Carson Garrett. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no. Simply our time is enough for my madness. The trees, they sway. This feeling won't go away. The trees, they sway. Be my wind, I'll blow in the sleigh. Can you hear me now? Do you feel me now? Can you hear me now? Do you feel me now? I don't want no Orson Garrett. Simply our time is enough for my madness. I don't want no Orson Garrett. Simply our time is enough for my madness.
Wow, that is Elba. She really sounded great. Let's talk a little more. Have a seat as we listen a little bit to the music. You sounded great. You didn't sound nervous at all. I hope you didn't feel nervous, did you?
At the beginning.
Yeah, you sounded great. What advice would you have for people that want to do what you just did but have never done it?
I would just say you have to believe in yourself. Because if you don't, then nobody's going to be able to receive you or believe in you. You know what I mean?
Was it hard for you to feel that way?
It was very hard. But, like, I had certain people in my life that, like, helped push me. And also I would say that, like, have people, good people around you that uplift you and inspire you.
Who are you mentioned your mom before. Other folks that have pushed you?
I would say just friends, different friends, One Hood, just people like that.
Yeah, you really have to be careful about who you surround yourself with because,
true,
like it or not, you end up sometimes picking up their vibes, moods, and, you know, if you hang around with a lot of negative people, you might have a negative outlook. And you want people that will lift you up. And
that's true. Other person I would say is Mr. Larry. He also was very uplifting. And my stepdad, Mr. David.
Oh, that's fantastic. I hope you continue to do more great things.
Thank you so much.
Folks can reach you if you booking for Elba. That's easy, right? Booking for Elba at gmail.com. Elba is able backwards. So you're able backwards and forwards, booking for Elba. What year are you in now?
I'm in my sophomore year.
And do you have a sense of what you might want to do when you finish up at Duquesne?
I'm still trying to figure that out along the way. I can go in, like, different paths. I really enjoy music, but I also enjoy theater. So something along those lines.
Yeah, you've got the whole world ahead of you, I think.
Thanks so much.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I have, I'm on SoundCloud and YouTube.
Oh, well, let's talk about that. How do folks find you on those platforms?
So on my YouTube, you can reach me at Elba Music. And the song that I did was Muse, so you can find that video. And then I have a SoundCloud that is E.L.B.A., which is Elba. So, yeah.
Pretty easy to find. Well, I know folks are going to want to look to learn more about you. Give my best to everybody at One Hood. And I hope, let them know that we'd love to have anybody from One Hood with us.
I will.
And I hope you'll come back too.
Of course. You were such a great host.
Well, it's easy with you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That is Elba. And again, booking for Elba at gmail.com is where to go to learn more about her. Elba. For the second part of this morning's Youth Express segment, Youth Expression Showcase, Emily Pinkerton is here. She's got a banjo. She's got a guitar. She's got her voice. And she's got details on tonight's show. Song Space at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh. She'll be with us next hour. That's the Matt Flinner Trio here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we're just a few moments away from having Emily Pinkerton join us this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about tonight's show and about what she's been up to and a whole lot more. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
In the middle evening, every little shiny thing. Anywhere you go, you're not alone. You're the North Star and the compass, always finding something wondrous. Anywhere
is from an absolutely beautiful album that I would encourage you